Welcome. Today, more on breathing and the importance of breathing well and breathing right. As mentioned in a previous meditation, is such a prominent part of this book, Breathe, by James Nestor. You want to be breathing through your nose, not your mouth. It's not just scientific, it's deeply spiritual, ancient wisdom. Around 1500 BCE, the Ebers Papyrus, one of the oldest medical texts ever discovered, offered a description of how nostrils were supposed to feed air to the heart and lungs, not the mouth. 1,000 years later, Genesis 2:7 described how the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. A man became a living soul. A Chinese Taoist text from the 8th century AD noted that the nose was the heavenly door and that breath must be taken in through it. Never do otherwise, for breath would be in danger and illness would set in. So reading all this, it made me think of another book about a Native American tribe. And it was really interesting. They would tame wild horses by catching the horse, then they would suffocate the horse until literally the horse stopped breathing. And then they would breathe life back into the horse's nostrils, and the horse would be suddenly and forever loyal to the one who revived it. True story. So this is all to encourage and emphasize that we take in life through our nose. And speaking of Native Americans, it wasn't really until the 1800s that the Western population considered the glories of nasal breathing. There was this researcher, his name was George Gatlin. And by 1830, he left his tedious job in Philadelphia. He wanted to be far away in nature. He wanted to capture raw humanity. So George Gatlin, he spent the next 6 years traveling thousands of miles throughout the Great Plains of America, documenting the lives of 50 North American tribes. There was one tribe called the Mandan, and their members stood 6 feet tall, and they lived in these bubble-shaped houses. Many of them had luminous blue eyes and snow-white hair. George Gatlin realized nobody knew about them. Nobody really knew about any of the Plains tribes because no one of European descent bothered talking to them, researching them, living with them. But George Gatlin did that, and he did it at the height of the Plains Indians' splendid culture. George Gatlin marveled at the fact that all 50 tribes in the Plains seemed to share these superhuman physical characteristics. In some groups, the men were 6 feet tall, 6'6", sometimes even 7 feet tall. They shared Herculean muscles. Many of the Indian women were nearly as tall and even more striking. They didn't see dentists or doctors, and yet these tribal people had perfectly straight teeth. None of them seemed to get sick. They did not have other chronic health problems. And the tribes attributed their vigorous health to a medicine that George Gatlin called the great secret of life. And that great secret was breathing. The Native Americans explained that breath inhaled through the mouth sapped the body of strength, deformed the face, and caused stress and disease. And the Native Americans said, "The air which enters the lungs is as different from that which enters the nostrils, as distilled water is different from the water in an ordinary cistern on a frog pond." Enough said. Good, deep, strong breathing through the nose is natural, potent, healing medicine. So take a moment to get even more comfortable. Totally relax. Let gravity take over. Your feet get heavy. Your hips sink down. Shoulders relax off your neck. If you can, close your eyes. And more importantly, close your mouth. Breathe through the nose. Let the breath be your guide away from your busy day. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. Let the breath be your guide away from the intensity of life. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. Let the breath work its magic just by letting the breath in and letting the breath out. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. If your attention wandered, follow the breath in, follow the breath out. Coming back to the moment. Ancient wisdom, now supported by modern science, says it is so important to have good, deep, strong breathing through the nose, not the mouth. Let the breath work its magic just by letting the breath in and letting the breath out. See you tomorrow. But breathe through the nose today. Peace.